Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis. Genesis 50. Genesis 50, verse 18. Genesis 50, verse 18. Then his brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in God's place? And as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Amen. God, we thank you for this morning. Holy Spirit, come and speak to us. And we just give you this time and this day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This passage, as most of you already know, is Joseph talking to his brothers after Jacob passes away. And as you know, Joseph's brothers sold Joseph as a slave to and he was sent to Egypt as a slave, and then he got to prison, and then he became a servant of Pharaoh. And famine happened where Jacob was living, and the brothers came to Joseph to buy food and all that stuff. And then eventually, after Jacob passes away, the brothers get afraid, right? The brothers think, "Oh crap, now that our father is dead, maybe Joseph will turn against us and kind of bring about his revenge." So they become afraid, but Joseph, this is what he says, right? He says in verse 20, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." So yesterday we're talking about praying for the welfare of the city. We looked in Jeremiah 29, how God commands the people of Israel and says, pray for the welfare of the city that you're going to be exiled to, which is Babylon, because in the welfare of that city is you're going to find your peace. And the whole point is that God's desire for us is wherever we're in, wherever God places us in, He wants us to be a light. He wants us to be a blessing. He wants us to be men and women that pray for the welfare of that city that God places us in. And it's not just that we will be blessed ourselves. You know, I mean, God wants to bless us. We all know that God's plan for us is to prosper us and to give us a future and a hope. But it's not just so that we will be blessed, but that, you know, wherever we are, our companies, our schools, and our communities that we're in will be blessed. Basically, because we're here and because we're carrying the favor of God upon our lives, wherever we go, the blessing of God comes upon that community. And we were in the Philippines just now. We came back on Monday, and Mr. Jang, Jihei's father, he's a businessman, right? And he really understood this concept, you know. He would always say, because he is involved in this project to build villages for the ex-leprosy patients, and you know, it costs money, and you need to get the favor of the people to even get the land, to have the village, you know. And also their church, the church that he's going to, is in a huge building project, and they're building a new sanctuary and stuff. And he was kind of sharing with us how his church and the village, you know, that he participates in, they're always praying for the community around them, that God's going to bless them. And he really understood this concept that because they are there, because they exist in that place, They're going to bring God's blessing upon the community, not just upon themselves, but because they're there, the community is going to get blessed, and the community is going to be have the favor of God because they're carrying the favor of God upon them as sons and daughters of God. And, you know, one of the ways, you know, we can really influence this world is not by pronouncing judgment against them when we see them not living in a godly way. I mean, of course, they're not going to live in a godly way because they're not godly people. But by pronouncing judgment in righteous anger against them, we might be actually turning them away from the Lord. But if we can gain their favor by really serving them and by really praying for them, and also like by doing a good job at what you're doing and blessing the company that you're in, you know, you gain their favor and you gain a place of influence to be able to speak into their lives. And we just want to look at Joseph. And Joseph is an example of one of those people that really prayed for the welfare of the city, right? You know the story of Joseph. He was sold as a slave to Egypt. But wherever he went, whether it was Potiphar's house, whether it was in prison, or as the servant of Pharaoh, Joseph, he was a faithful servant to whoever he was under, right? When he was with Potiphar, he was so good as a servant that Potiphar made him head of all the servants in the house. And you know the story of Potiphar's wife who tries to come on to Joseph, but Joseph says, I will not sin against God, and I will not sin against my master. And you can kind of see his faithfulness as a servant, and he wants to bring welfare and favor to his master. And even when he is in prison, he is such a good prisoner, basically, that the guards make him the head of all the prisoners, because wherever he goes, he knew to pray for the welfare of that place. You know, he knew to carry the favor of God. People could see that the favor of God was upon him, that God was with him, and they recognized that something was different about him, but he wasn't using it to try to gain his selfish gain, but he was using it to bless the community that he was in. So if he was under Potiphar's house, he used the favor of God to bless his house. And if he was in prison, he used the favor of God to bless the prison. And then eventually when he gets to Pharaoh's house, he uses the favor of God that was with him to bless the house of Pharaoh. So So wherever we are, we need to be doing this, you know. And I mean, this is something I'm learning as well. This is something that I've been learning from, especially from Bill Johnson. If you listen to his sermons, he's a pastor in the States. He talks a lot about how a church can really be a blessing to the community and to the city. And that's our calling. We're not just called to bless ourselves and to get fat within ourselves, but really to go outside, to take church outside and to bless the community. And if we look at Joseph, there's two things that stand out as character traits of Joseph that really allowed him to be a blessing to the nation and to be a blessing to the community that he was in. And the first thing is what we read today. You know, Joseph says, you meant this for evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And one of the character traits we need to learn from Joseph is that he was able to let go of bitterness and resentment. You know, he was able to forgive those that hurt him. You know, if anybody had a right to be bitter and to carry resentment, it was Joseph. You know, I mean, he was the youngest son of, I think it's like 12 or 11 sons, and most favored by his father. And he had all these dreams of becoming the leader and becoming the head, but the brothers get jealous, right? So, I mean, his own brothers capture him, and they try to kill him at first, and then, is saved by the oldest brother, gets sold as a slave instead, and makes it as a slave in Potiphar's house, but gets falsely accused and has to go to prison for many, many years. And he sees a glimmer of hope when he prophesies or interprets a dream of the wine dresser and the bread person, right? Because he comes out and Joseph says, "Remember me when you get out," but he completely forgets about him. So he's stuck in prison for a long time and then eventually gets pulled out. And if anybody could carry resentment and bitterness against his brothers, it was Joseph. But he was able to let it go and trust that God had his life in his hand and in his control, and that God was sovereign even though things were going really bad for him. So, he had a right to be bitter, to be angry, to dwell in self-pity, and to demand for some kind of payback. You know how sometimes we demand for payback because we feel like we deserve this thing and something has been taken away from us, and rightly so, because things get taken away from us. But Joseph's able to let it go and trust that God's going to do his thing in his time and bring back restitution. And the second thing we need to learn from Joseph, it comes from it comes when Pharaoh asks Joseph chapter 41, verse 16. We'll read from verse 15. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 41, verse 15, I have had a dream, but no one can interpret it, and I have heard it said about you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it. Joseph then answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer." And the second thing we see in Joseph is his humility. He understands that apart from God, he can do nothing. And the favor that he has and the ability that he has, it has all come from God, and he doesn't take credit for himself. So when we're in our company or in the community and we're doing a good job and people recognize you as being successful and being good at what you're doing, we don't take credit for ourselves. We don't think, "Oh yeah, I'm some kind of a man or a woman that, I'm so good at this, blah, blah, blah." But we recognize, as Joseph does here, that it's not me, or it's not in me to be able to do all these things well. It is God that's given me the favor and the ability. And so these two things, as you recognize, wherever God has placed you in, we forgive and we let go of bitterness and resentment and self-pity and see what God has in store for us there. And then as God blesses us, because he's going to bless us, right? Because that's what he's about. And he wants to, and he's put his favor upon us. We recognize that it comes from God, not from anything else. And then we move on with this heart that we want to bless the company that we're in. We want to bless the community that we're in. Bring about God's favor upon the places, wherever we might be. We move on with that kind of a heart, then I believe we will be able to change this world, wherever God places us in. So let's just close our eyes and let's let the Holy Spirit come and speak to us. Hannah's going to lead us in some worship.
The secret of There is no one else for me. There is no one else for me. None but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him. In the chaos, in confusion, I know you're sovereign still. In the moments of my weakness, you give me grace to do your will. And when to set me free, now I live to bring him praise. There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to my strength. All my delight is in you, Lord, forevermore. All my delight is in you, Lord, all of my hope, all of my strength. All my delight is in no one else. There is no one else for me, none but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise. There is no one else. None but Jesus, crucified to set me free. Now I live to bring him praise.
Let's pray together. Let's pray to God. He'd give us a heart, that really does not dwell in bitterness or resentment or self-pity. Let's let go of anything, any unforgiveness or anything that we might have in our hearts. Yeah, any bitterness, you know, any the sense of I have a right to be angry and demand some kind of payback kind of thing. Let's just lay it down as Joseph does and trust in God. And let's also pray and ask God for a heart of humility that really recognizes, that really honestly, sincerely recognizes, not just lip service, but from our hearts we know that we can't do anything apart from God. And all that we do, you know, is by God's grace. So I just pray for those two things, for us and also for our community, for our church. Just lift it up to the Lord. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for our Sunday school ministry. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim and all the teachers, Janice Lee, and there's so many of them, so I can't name them all. But if you know who is in the Sunday school team, please pray for them and pray for God's favor to be upon them. Pray for God's anointing and power and God's love to be with them. And let's also pray for our children, that they grow up and mature and really grow up in the Lord, you know, that they learn through Sunday school to trust God and to pray and to worship. So let us pray and cover our Sunday school ministry. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Pastor O in Cambodia and all the ministry that he's doing. Let's lift him up to the Lord and ask God to really bless him in all the work that he's doing, all the projects. And let's also pray for Mr. Jang in the Philippines. We had such a fantastic time with him, and he's doing a lot of projects as well with the leprosy village and also a street church, a street people church, and also he's doing some Muslim ministry there in the Philippines. Let's pray for those two men of God, that God really blesses them and puts God's favor and anointing upon their ministry. So let's pray and lift them up. Let's also pray lastly for our church and our move, and let's ask God that He will provide for us the right building and the right funding, and let's just bring this before the Lord and ask Him to lead us in this time. So let's cover this area together. Thank you, Father. Help us to take, you know, your blessing and give this out to the world, God, you know, to our community, wherever you place us in, Lord, to really be a servant, God, to the people that we're working for, and to really be a blessing to our community that we live in, Lord. And we pray against bitterness, God. We lay that down. Holy Spirit, come and touch our hearts with your love and with your goodness. And teach us humility, Father. And all the prayers that we prayed, we seal them up by the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you that we can pray to you. We just pray that you bless each and every person with your peace today, with the very present help, you know, that you are, God, that you will come in your presence and you will give us your rest and give us just your faith, God. And be with us today, God. We thank you. We love you. We trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a great day.